What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect. He need no introduction, but tell him who you are, my brother. Let him know who you are.
My name is Alfonso Riley. I'm with Risky Business Entertainment, man. One of the biggest independent music labels out here in Florida. What's good?
For sure, DJ Hard Work, my co-host right here, okay. Alfonso. I think y'all know each other. On DJ Hard Work, tell him how you know him, man.
We was at an event. We traveled down to an event in Atlanta a few months back. We saw Pretty Image do their thing.
Okay.
Some of the best live performance we've saw on, you know, with Ball Heart. You remember that name, Ball Heart Music Group?
Yes.
We came down there to check y'all out. Yeah. Came down there to support the host of the show. We came down there to network, and we saw Pretty Image do their thing.
What did y'all think about the show that they performed? Or how do y'all felt about it?
I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna say it the best way I can. And they ready. They are there. They're there.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you did your thing, grooming. You know, we ain't gonna talk no personals in the midst of, you know, your people, your family,
right?
Blood,
right?
But
right.
When it comes down to it being the artists,
right?
They doing their thing. They doing their thing. Coming from DJ Hardwork Nation under the Ball Heart umbrella. Yeah, we traveled to come see y'all.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much, bro. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, man. Respect. But we're gonna get straight into it, man. We ain't gonna hold you up. Know you're a very busy individual, but can you tell the people what made you want to get into the music business and what you got going on?
That's going for me right now, Too Smooth.
Yes, sir.
I kind of started back in the business, man. I say, being an artist, 2000, I think I started. I was an artist myself at one time. I was under an independent label called Crescent back then. And I went on from there to doing a couple albums, you know what I mean? But, you know, at then it wasn't really... And it was kind of hard, even like we didn't have the social media and stuff that we have now. So, now,
oh man, yeah,
which helps you even better. But I kind of wanted to be after doing that for a while. I kind of wanted to be behind the scenes type thing. So in 2006, I created my label, Risky Biz Entertainment, and mostly what I was doing at first was doing songwriting, and I did a lot of ghostwriting. I did songs. I got a song out there with Bun B and Ray J on it that I did for an artist out of Texas called Jay Capone, and it was his single. And I just started just doing writing and behind the scenes stuff, and then it wasn't until 2016 when my daughters came to me and said, "Hey, we want to do music too. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. We've been watching you. We've been in the studio with you, and you know, we want to go ahead and do this as well." So. The Pretty Image was born, you know what I'm saying? The rest was history.
Hey, man, I got to say one thing, man. Mm-hmm. It ain't too many people I said this about. Hey, mad genius, man. You're a mad genius, man. I'm glad Teresa hooked us up, man. Mad respect. We got a bright future. Like we told your artists on Tuesday, this shadow session. We'll see you at the Grammy 2022, man. We're gonna see you on that red carpet, baby. Speaking to existence, as they say.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? So what you put into something and what you get out of it. So how did you come up with the name Risky Business Entertainment?
Well, I don't know if anybody ever remember the movie Risky Business back in the day with Tom Cruise in it. It was one of my favorite movies, whatever. You know, it was about a business guy, young guy, getting into the business and making a lot of money. If you watch the movie, it's really...
Hey, Alfonso. Hey, don't tell that about your age now. You're telling too much information.
Okay. But that's how I started with the name. But I put a flip on it. I made it B-I-Z-N-E-S-S. And I really took it from that, man. He's just watching that movie as growing up as a kid, man. You know, it's like, you know, watching him in that movie inspired me to be like a young entrepreneur myself, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, DJ Hardware, I'm gonna chime in on a couple questions just because, you know, I like to turn the tables a little bit. When it comes down to, you know, let the people know how much work it takes, because a lot of people think things like this happen overnight, and notoriety. Basically, I want people to know focusing on money, it is a goal. But if it's not a passion, then you're not. I feel like, personally, this is my opinion, I just feel like you're not going to make where you want to be. But at the end of the day, we all know you're trying to make it. We all are trying to make a dollar amount. But at the end of the day, let the people know how, you know, this doesn't happen overnight. You get what I mean? Hello? Hello? I don't know if we lost connection. Hello?
Yeah, man. I don't know what happened to connection. Something happened with me and something happened with Too Smooth connection. But yeah, I was just listening to you, man. Go ahead, what you were saying. I'm sorry.
No, you good. You good. You good. I noticed he dropped off for a second. He probably lost the screen, changed the screen or something. Little issue. He popped back in. So, no, I was just letting you know. I was letting the world know things like, you know,
right.
this business right here.
Absolutely.
Things don't happen overnight. You got to put in work. And I was letting the world know. I was asking, how long has it taken for you to see any kind of notoriety based on the work you put in?
To be honest with you, like I said, when I first started doing the whole writing thing, you know, just getting some royalties from that, doing well on that end, just being a songwriter and ghostwriter. I think when dealing with my daughters, I want to say, starting up with them.
I'm back, go.
Me, back. Welcome back, brother.
I don't know what's going on, man. Hey, the devil working, but it ain't gonna stop them, baby. The devil working, but it ain't gonna stop them.
starting with them back in 2016, and just seeing their progress of where they are now. I'm gonna say we start seeing some real big things around 2018. A lot of big changes. Like they were getting big shows, big paid shows. I mean, I'm not going to lie. 2016, people paying them just come to their, you know, birthday party to perform, you know? I mean, they performed back in 2017 or 16 with Rod Wave at a birthday party. And everything. Yeah, they, you know, and, you know, he's pretty big right now. So, and, you know, and so they was just starting to trend themselves. And I just my mark, I want to say 17 to now, man, we've been definitely doing some big moves. And I mean, they performed at Beats by the Bay for 95.7 The Beat. I mean, they done had music all on big stations since then, even now. And then getting ready to drop their new album that's getting ready to drop sometime in August. The name of the album is called Legacy. And it's got some fire on it, bro. I'm going to tell you that for sure.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got that's bars. Cool. They got bars. Okay. I vow for that. They got bars.
Nah.
I appreciate it.
I usually have two questions. I know the second question is usually, you know, what I'm just asking. So, When it comes down to pushing your daughters, how much security do you need?
I do got security. I ain't gonna lie. I got a whole. When you say security, like security, right?
I'm saying security as a father, because I'm a father of a daughter as well.
What
I mean?
Security, so, yeah. But I do pay for security anytime we go anywhere, I do anything major. But my security with them, they're my daughters, first and foremost. And I do try to give them have their own creativity when it comes. They are adults too now, you know. So now they're not kids anymore. They're 18 and 19, once getting ready to turn 20. So they're not babies. So that's why this album is going to drop. It's a lot of explicit shit on it. Excuse my language, a lot of explicit stuff on it. I can curse. I can't curse. I can't remember.
Oh, man, that's part of your podcast. Hey, just say with Too Smooth. Speak your mind.
We outside. We outside.
Okay, cool. I don't cuss. I'm good. Okay. Now, it's a lot of explicit shit on this, and it's going to be where, you know, the first album, they were younger, so they were clean stuff. It was still great music. This is them. Like, this is, like, they who they are, and they are not playing on this album, man. And, but, yeah, I just like giving them the opportunity to express themselves, you know, as artists. You know what I mean? I try not to put any restrictions on them when it comes to that. You know, it's kind of hard to play dad and manager and label at the same time, you know? So sometimes I got to put dad out of the way and look at it as a manager or a label standpoint to allow them to be who they are, you know?
That's what it is.
That was my next question. How do you juggle the father and manager / CEO role? How do you juggle all that?
That's a hard feeling. I ain't gonna tell you, no lie, it's very hard. It's just me choosing. I guess when certain things arise, I have to choose it in the matter it has to be chosen in. So if it's,
yeah,
I got to know how to distinguish when this is a business matter, it's a personal matter, or, you know, whatever. I just need to, I have to distinguish it myself. And like I said, man, it can get kind of, you know, intertwined if you ain't careful, you know, because, yeah, like Shadow's like the age of my kids too, you know. She's young, she's only like 24, 25 years old, and I got, shit, my son's around her age, you know what I'm saying? I got a daughter turning 23, so I got, you know, but it's just me. I always have to kind of just be careful on putting on what had to put on for each situation. So far, it's been good. So far, I've been balancing it out so well. And plus, yeah, I got a model who I manage as well, who's been doing quite well. She's getting ready to open up her first clothing store. Like, everybody who's been working with me right now has got their own clothing line. Shadow got her own clothing line. The Pretty Images opened it, got their own clothing line. They just dropped a brand new designer shoe coming straight
out. Oh, yeah. I like them. Nice. I seen you rock. I see you getting your model on. I see you.
Man, them things ain't nothing to play with, man. And it's just about branding yourself. And I've been teaching her that as well. Shadow's been branding herself to the point where she don't see herself just as an artist anymore. She sees herself as a whole brand, and I wanted her to embody that. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's just like I said, man, I just got to know which hat to put on and just be careful about doing so. That's it.
I still got an offer on the table for the Shadow too, man. I still got an offer on the table, man. You know.
Hey, this guy here, man, let me tell you. I remember when he first heard Shadow's single, Too Smooth Carmen. He was like, man, this girl, man, I want to sign her. I said, Too Smooth, she already signed. She signed my label.
Hey, man, when I heard her, you see them two tracks? Man, I was blown away. Like, her vocals, her range is impeccable. You hear me?
Yeah. I was letting Mama do.
I'm a number one fan, too, man. Number one top fan too, man.
I was letting Mon Dukes listen to the track. My bad. I was letting Mon Dukes listen to the track.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's a little above age, and she was dancing to it. She was feeling it.
Okay.
So she hit a market that she don't even know she hit. That song right there, that's a good... I listened to it a couple times. And like, right, everybody, if you can't relate to that, you ain't never been in no relationship.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Indeed.
Music video getting ready to drop too soon.
Oh, man. Hey, I seen the promo. I love it.
Man, it's mad scientist, man.
You're mad scientist, man. I'm glad, like I said, once again, shout out to Miss Teresa, man, for making all this possible, man. For real.
Yeah, for sure, man. Miss Teresa did that, man. I'm so thankful for her.
And, yeah, we're gonna get y'all on the next level too, baby. We're gonna get y'all on the next level too, baby. I promise.
We're gonna be in your city. Don't worry about it. Shout out
to the UMAs. We got the UMAs coming up in October, fellas.
Oh, we gonna be there. We are already there. We're already there. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And you guys ever met, you know, BMO, right? BMO over in there.
Yeah, that's where we was last year when we saw y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we was enjoying ourselves, but we stayed low key just because we wanted to check out some talent. And at the end of the day, y'all caught our eye. So this, in the end, so this is like kind of like, you know, guy right here.
Wow, this is best.
Hey, you found you a dope ass artist on top of having some
talent. Man, I did, bro. I was so thankful to, man, how I connected with her was strange because it was just like she was watching somehow, and she had just got here, like she was just from Jacksonville. And it's like the beginning of this. I think she said she moved here in the Tampa area from Jacksonville last year sometime. I think she said September, October, something like that. And then it was January.
Suicide has crossed my mind tonight. Fall in and out of love with you a million times. Your energy is killing my vibe. Your synergy is my only high. I stuck around to be hurt again. Fucked around, and made love again.
Hey, we apologize, my brother. We don't know why the devil, or Hindu, Bindu, Sindhu trying to stop the show, but it's okay, man. We'll get back into it. But finish what you were saying, my brother. We apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, the devil is a lot. We won't let him win. But basically what I was saying was, yeah, so she reached out to me. I saw an email, because I get emails all the time from different artists and people, you know, wanting me to represent them as a manager or want to be signed to the label. And I'll go through them, and if I feel like they're not, I'll always send them a, you know, complimenting email, you know, appreciate it, whatever, you know, I think you need to work on these areas or this, you know, get back with us later on, you know, something like that, or we're not looking at, you know, at the moment, blah, just quasi. But when I got her email, I was stunned just by, as soon as I listened to the track was actually the song that's her single now. It wasn't, I mean, I don't know what she recorded, I don't know if she recorded on the computer, but it wasn't a professional recording. But man, when I tell you,
she was in the cloud. Yeah, she said she was in the closet.
Oh, yeah, in the closet. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Trapped in the closet.
Hey, but I got a quick question. Because I got a quick question. Time permitted. What when you look for talent, what do you look for? I mean, what do you look out of an artist? Like, what makes you say, okay?
Originality, bro. Originality. He was original. I had not heard anything like that. I didn't like her music, her writing. Her writing to me. It's more than just her singing. It's her, everything. Her writing is phenomenal. She writes her ass off, bro.
Yeah.
And her writing is what did it for me, because I'm a writer, and then I listen to somebody who also writes and just have the just the type of sound and connection and everything connected to her writing is crazy. So when I heard that song, I was blown away just from her writing and her lyrics and my singing technique, and I knew, I said, this is the artist I really want to bring aboard. I feel like there's so much untapped potential there, and I'd be damned. I mean, it was, and I was just glad that she was, you know, signed with me. She entrusted me, and she's happy with the process and the progress. And I'm just happy to have her aboard, man. She was, she definitely is a big win for me.
Yes, sir. I got a question. I have this problem. I want to do you run across this problem with new artists just put me. I got to ask the question. I know the artist be putting out this music and don't have no copyrights or publishing. Like, it's kind of, it's not my fault. Me personally, anything I do research and learn before I do anything. Right. So what's your intake on artists just dropping without doing getting the proper information on how to go about doing certain things, such as copyright, publishing, marketing, promotion?
Well, I tell them, man, I talk to artists all the time, man, do your research. Before you want to put something out here, if you feel like it's your best work, and if you feel like it's your best work, do your research before you do that. Make sure you got all your ducks lined up before you do that. Because if you don't, you're gonna feel bad about a product that you're actually trying to push, and it doesn't take off the way you want, it's because you don't have all the knowledge and information you need. So you have a good song, and a good song is sit out there and nobody would never fucking hear. Unless you got everything in order. And you got to make sure you got everything in order before you push it. You know, do your BMI stuff. Do your sound scan. Do your BDS, media base. Do your sound exchange. Do everything. Your BMI, your ASCAP. Get your stuff done. Copyright.
You hear that? So you hear that?
So you can push your shit and everybody, you know what I'm saying? And you can receive your monies for pushing your shit. But a lot of these artists just want to do music, says for a bitch to hear it. But if you want a bitch to hear your song, it's not making you no fucking money.
There you go.
So what's the point? No, you feel me? What's the point, man? You in the way.
Hold on.
You know, you want to make music for your homeboy or some other.
I had the same conversation. I'm glad you brought up that topic, because your responses is the same as, you know, J.O. Hard Work as CEO. But as DJ Hard Work, I can just say, like, you know, like, a lot of artists are ignorant to it because they don't have nobody to guide them. And I feel like...
Nobody.
You get what I mean?
Nobody.
Somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always... When I was dropping mixtapes at my, you know, as an artist, dropping mixtapes at an early stage, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it is the music first, because if it ain't the music, nobody's really gonna pay attention, and you're gonna be just pushing it all in people's faces.
I agree.
I got lucky.
Right.
Twitter was popping at the time. I'm not gonna say how old I am, but Twitter was popping at the time.
Okay.
And you know, I caught attention to Maybach Music. My personal story. Me catching attention to them is to say, I must have had something that caught their ear based on sessions catching your ear.
Right, right.
And my whole point is, I wasn't ready. I didn't have the guy I was going through. All my family made music, all my brothers, cousins. Right. So it's like, I'm going to shorten the story, make a long story short. I wasn't ready. And to say I wasn't ready, anybody could have got me.
Right. And that's the thing. You got to be educated, man.
Yeah. It's not a Japan.
It's a dirty game out here, man. I mean, I've done a lot throughout the years of me doing music since, you know, like I said, early 2000 when I first started really getting into it more. I mean, I've gotten by, you know, different people, you know what I'm saying? Promise me this, promise me that. And it's nothing, but so you learn from this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm 42 years old. I say my age.
Me too. Hey, I just turned 42 June 22nd, man. Salute.
I'm 42. I don't care. I'm gonna let the world know. I'm 42 age, young, smart, young black brother, man. I got the knowledge from just years of going through bullshit. And so once you get that knowledge, man, I try to share it with as many people as I can, you know, that wants to understand the whole game with this music shit. And, you know, it is what it is with these youngsters. Some of them just feel like they're going to do what they want to do. In the long run, it's kind of bad for them. But you just can't put music out here, man, just for your friends and family to hear this shit. You ain't making no money. That's
crazy. Yeah, yeah. I want to say this, man. salute to Risky Biz and Hardware Nation Ball Hub Music Group and of course my label MMR 3000 called One Thing About Us That I See. We trying to educate each and every artist and they should appreciate that, man, cause I was like when I was coming up, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, I really didn't know about the copyrights till the tail end. When you do the Poe Man copyrights, I got, you know, somebody sat me down, broke down a business to me, even though I thought I knew it all. But we were just getting that street money, because when I first started my label back in 98, you know, it was $10 a pop. So, you know, I'm selling 2,000 CDs at 20 grand. I'm rich. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Right. But it's more money, as we say in the industry, that backdoor money I was missing. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot out missing. It could have been a whole lot richer, but you know, selling for less. Right. That's the problem in the black community. Selling for less and scared to take risks. Risky business. Right. Check this out. That's why I set this up to say this.
Right.
Let's talk about investing. Talk to the people about investing. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk to them about that for a moment.
Right. There's a lot of things you can invest in, man, out here. It all depends on one thing I do. I invest in my artists. The investment that we have in music, I invest in branding, like I said, clothing. That brings more revenue. I invest in, you know, like just different products we're doing now. We're doing mugs, we're doing t-shirts, we're doing pants. I mean, just everything. You just got to find your niche that's going to be good for you and, you know, something that you like to do to help, you know what I'm saying, bring even extra money in once you know, it takes money to make money, you know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
What you're gonna do, just bank it all up and then, you know, stack it up like a squirrel or some shit waiting on the winner. I say, man, invest that fucking money so you can keep stacking money and you can have that residuals coming in. So when this COVID shit is doing what it's doing, people are still going online buying clothes. Amazon shutting the fuck down. Walmart is still fucking moving. And if these people are still making money because a bitch can buy anything from sitting down in their house, guess what? You know what I'm saying? You can do the same thing. So do something, invest something that's going to make you some money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to the Too Smooth Collection, Latrice by Too Smooth, man. Shout out to the mods. Shout out to everybody that purchased anything, man. Man, respect to y'all. Like I always said, man, you light, love, share the talk, one soul. Man, whoever you believe in, bless you, man. Because without the people, we wouldn't make nothing. You know what I'm saying? One thing about everybody that's on this podcast right now.
Right.
Making good music and making good move, man. Black excellence at its finest, man. Black lives matter, man.
Yes, sir.
Straight
black
up.
Black money and black money matter. Fuck that.
Shit, what? What? Man, I love Black Eye Tuesday, man. Hey, I love Black Eye Tuesday. You heard me?
Black lives matter and black money matter. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. We ain't gonna hold you up, my brother, but let everybody know where they can reach you, your social media handles, your website, and everything. Let everybody know how they get in contact with you, my brother.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You can reach me on Facebook. You go on Risky Business Entertainment. Facebook is Risky Business Entertainment. Business is BIZNESS. If you want to reach out to me, also, you hit my email up at, you know, Risky Business ENT, that's RISKYBIZNESSENT@gmail.com. You know, if you reach out to me about anything, man, pertaining to music or whatever, I'm here. Websites, just go to my artist website. I always tell them, go see my artist. Go see them. www.prettyimage.com, PrettyImage.com, ShadowSession.com, ShadowSession.com. And you'll be able to reach me on everything, man. Real talk. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, man. It was a pleasure to have you on the Lace with Too Smooth, man. We're going to get you back on here one day. We need to get Pretty Image on here, man. We got to get Pretty Image on here next week. Now we got to make it happen.
Yes, we got to make it happen, man. Get the girls on there because that's what we need to do. Yes, sir.
I got one more thing. All right, man. Hold on, real quick. Question? Why not? Not even a question. I'm going to give you a shout out based on your grooming. Your grooming is A1. Sessions was on the podcast, and the first thing she did when he let them know to introduce herself, she promoted her. It was the first thing that caught my eye.
Right.
So shout out to your grooming. You're doing going about the right way. She promoted herself in the first 2 minutes of the podcast.
That's all about working. It's the thing I do when I first get my artists. I have to do that. I tell them every time, what's the use of you having an interview if nobody don't know who the fuck you is?
There you go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shout out Risky
Man. Pig. Mad respect.
I appreciate
Mad
it.
Mad respect.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Great future. Like I said, man, 2022, man, we're gonna be on that red carpet, man. We're gonna talk about this, and we're gonna talk about this day. Today is July the 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
July the 15th. Hey, we're gonna be talking about this January 2022, man. Hey, we said we're gonna be here, man. Look at the universe, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna do it, bro.
Speak it to the existence.
You're gonna see it, me, Q, and now Too Smooth gonna be at your event in October. You on that?
Yeah.
We already know Teresa is the reason for all this to pop off anyway.
It is, bro. We're gonna make this shit happen.
Yes, we all gonna get the same email and we all gonna link up and they gonna wonder why we all sitting at the same table.
Okay, make it happen. Destiny, bro. That's all it is, man. It's everything's meant to be, man. I can't wait, man. Can't wait to meet you. See you again, hard work, and then meet Too Smooth for the first time because I ain't really met him. And,
over the 21st through the 23rd, ATL, Georgia, man. It's gonna be a great weekend. Rich visit. My 2,000 ball home, Rich Girl, Hardware Nation, man. Hey!
You already? Yes,
sir. Risky Business, baby.
Shout out
to sir. Yes, sir. Man, respect.
Shout out to Anchor for giving us the opportunity to speak our mind, to give our opinion.
Right.
You know what? One more thing. Because we can't. Brother. If you could change the world. If you could change the world.
Here he go.
What would you do first?
I would teach everyone how to eat. So they ain't had to worry about, especially my people, so they don't never have to depend on a motherfucker. We always got to depend on the government to do this. We so adamant on waiting on motherfuckers to give us something sometimes. I would teach my people to create their own fucking wealth and where they can be where they can be autonomously doing the fuck they want to do without anybody else putting their fucking hands in it. And I'm not trying to bring race in it, but I fuck it. White people can't touch it. It's your shit.
What? Before we go, the topic of the day.
I fucks with it.
Hey, let me say this hard word. Before we go, the topic of the day is, Alfonso, what makes a man a man? I forgot to touch that before we dip.
Okay, I'll say, what makes a man is to me, I think, for me as a man, is sticking to your word. And not just that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like as a man, you know, you just want to be able to, a man got to bring something to the table to show his family or whoever that right, you know what I'm saying, the right path, the right road to go on. You know, so as a man, it's a lot on shoulders as men, especially as black men. So I think we just got to, you know, provide a person to be able to create, not just procreate, but to create, you know what I'm saying? And to show our family a way of life that could be better than anything that they could ever imagine. You know what I mean? So I think that's what makes up. And that's what we got to do as men. We got to do that now, man. I'm serious. I'm teaching my kids at a young age to get their own shit. My daughter's pretty image is only 18 and 19, and they're already doing. They got their own shit.
Bank accounts.
Want to do it?
Building your own income, investing into what's gonna make money.
That's what we have to do as men: teach our kids and our family how to eat, bro.
We all got daughters. I'm gonna leave it at this, and we're gonna shut it down after this. We all got.
Hold on! I gotta give my shout out. Check out right now, Mac. Too Much Pressure out right now. A Part of Me video doing great. The first single of the album, the second single, Pass Rush, featuring King Spud. Video is on the way. Dumb video dropping this Saturday. King Spud first single and the album drops July the 24th. July the 25th. The Virtue Concert, Next Level Tour Virtue Concert. The links are on all our pages from Ball Hard to MMR 3000, Living Lavish to Mag to Too Smooth to King Spud to the Vice President Queen Riri to everybody. September the 4th. Power Over Money, Too Smooth. It's gonna be in the billboard by February time. That's how I feel. Coop, our international artist for Gunna, the Prince of Gunna, October the 3rd, My Words, with the first single, the after rematch, featuring the Go-To King, aka the hip hop Michael Jackson, Mac, and King Spud. Starting off 2021, the Go-To King album dropping January. Our other international artists from Africa, Kiti, dropping February the 12th, 2021. Our new artist, IYB Crucial, dropping in March. And also, we filming our first movie, baby, in March, baby. Y'all get ready for the big screen, man. Black Gay, what's happening?
Well, I can tell you now, who gonna beat that right there?
Hey, you already got a role in the thing, man.
He tripping. He just don't even know it. Do all the work.
Anyway, appreciate you so, man.
Appreciate it too, man.
Oh, my bad. www.mmr3000, the website, the Two Smooth Collection website. Y'all check that out, man. Everything you need to know. If you want to buy anything, nobody learning any artist, you click on the bio. It takes you straight to all our social media, man. Man, respect. Shout out to the label that pays the hard work, Nation Ball Hard Music Group, man. Hey, I'm out.
Hey.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. See y'all soon. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Let's get into the music.
Sir. Let's get it.
Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR3000.